answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
And so the Sergeant of the Arms welcoming the President of the United States to a joint session of Congress for the State of the Union Address. And during that time, of course, Trump going over his accomplishments, which every president does. But I'm sure some on the left thinking, well, he shouldn't be talking about the great things he does. I wanted to hear what Biden did great. Now, that was a short list. Do you think he could have survived to be on that podium as long as Trump did? 1 hour, 48 minutes in round terms. Did not falter, did not show any sign of fatigue. I'm not sure how he was afterwards. Maybe he went and collapsed in a chair. So be it. But he stood there for that time. He was enthused. He was buoyed up by the support of the Republicans in the House. Some Democrats didn't even bother to go. That's what they think of paying tribute. Respect to the leader of our nation. There may have been, but I don't recall, any Republicans that walked out on the Obama speech when he first came in. There was the Texas Republican that everybody said, oh my God, what a civil discourse. This is supposed to be a civil state event. And remember he yelled out when Obama's talking about Obamacare? Basically, you can keep your doctor if you want it, and he shut it out. You lie! And everybody, oh my God, even Republicans. And I have to admit, it breaks the decorum of what we're there to do. But he'd already reached a boiling point. Now, if he did it for publicity, it failed with me because I don't remember other than the fact that he was from Texas. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's a thin line between blame and credit, I always remind you. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video for you. You can watch the program right now by going to newstalkstl.com. I'm sorry. News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, or Larry Connors USA Facebook or Twitter, and you can pull up the podcast later, which I strongly encourage you to do. Our interview in our last segment, some might take as an antagonistic interview. I consider it a very engaging interview about what we're doing with Iran and what we should or should not do. And the guest was a New York Times best-selling author. Go back and pull that program up. Better yet, sign up with LarryConnorsUSA.com, and we will automatically send them all the programs direct to your mailbox. You don't have to go look for them. You don't have to remember that it's right there. You choose if you want to listen or not. Just because we send it to you doesn't mean you have to use it. And all we need from you, basically, is your email address and verification who you are, that you are connected with that. You're not a bot. But any information we take from you, as minimum as it is, we do not turn around and sell it to any advertisers, sponsors, or anyone else. So we're damn sure not going to give it away. I mean, if we were going to make money, I'd do it that, but we don't want to do that. We're just thankful to have you. And may I encourage you, if you do listen at a later point or watch, just push the share button. Send it on to others. We have folks all across our nation listening to Larry Connors USA, either while we're on the air, because you can use your phone as your app. News Talk STL, absolutely a free app. Download it on your phone, and you can listen from anywhere. Anywhere. Not from Moon, I don't think, nor Mars. I don't think you can do that. But try it out. Put it on your phone, and then play it through the blue speakers in your car. You don't have to fiddle with your radio. You just open up the app, hit start, and it plays through your Bluetooth, just like you're listening to it, and you don't have various weather interferences, drop-off in signals, other stations overstepping their bounds, crowding into our signal territory. And by FCC, our signal can only go so far. So you could be driving out of it, but then it comes back. That's why we have two FM signals. 101.9, 94.1. One basically covers from the middle of St. Charles east, the other one from the middle of St. Charles to the west, and they do overlap in areas. Use your phone. Get the app. It's simple. News Talk STL, free. Put it on your phone, please. I get $1,000 for a buy sign up. No, I'm only kidding. I don't get nothing. But you become part of a group of Larry Connors USA loyal listeners. And let me take a moment here. The sponsors for this program, most have been with me a minimum of 4 years. And why? Because they get results. It depends on what they're selling. If they're selling a commodity like Napoli Brothers Pizza, you're more likely to go get a pizza, and they're going to see, oh, we're selling pizzas. Great. If you're putting on a roof like John Beal, how many roofs do you think are sold compared to pizzas? Doesn't seem like a fair question, does it? But John Beal is here each and every time. One, because he's loyal, and to America, not to Larry Connors USA or the program, but he knows we're loyal to America. Which, by the way, if you missed my opening monologue of the first hour, go back and pull that up and listen to it as well. And I say again, anything I said that sounds right and correct, don't praise me. Praise God. And for any mistakes I made, don't blame God, blame me. I want to take a moment to remind you about the St. Charles County Lincoln Trump Dinner coming up. The 20th of March, that's a Friday, Old Hickory Golf Club in St. Peter's, VIP reception at 5:30, dinner and program at 6:30. You can enter a Second Amendment raffle. Go to stcharlesgop.com, stcharlesgop.com for more information, or News Talk STL. We'll help you fill in the gaps and get you on board. I've got so many sheets of paper in front of me, I have to admit I can't find my second hour right away. There it is. I'm not going to give up yet. Oh, I'll remind you, by the way, Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You're going to leave this hour, even as we're talking about the Trump speech from last night, and we're going to do it in great detail in this hour. You probably heard a lot of it today, but you haven't heard Larry Connors USA approach. So once again, to Trump last night as he began to speak.
Vice President Vance, First Lady of the United States. Second Lady of the United States. Members of Congress and my fellow Americans. Our nation is back, bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before.
But there are those naysayers. The Democrats who didn't even bother to go to the speech. No, 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 that's not true. And the very their Democrat response last night from Spamburger, whatever, Abigail from Virginia, who's hoping that this is her stepping stone to become a presidential candidate. It was pre-recorded. It was pre-recorded with malice, meanness, viciousness, and no facts whatsoever, just making it up as to what Trump was saying. Trump mentioned Biden, not in any way to talk about his disability and his legal issues and Hunter and everything else, but what he's done to our country, which I think was a perfect example to bring up Biden's name.
The Biden administration and its allies in Congress gave us the worst inflation in the history of our country. But in 12 months, my administration has driven core inflation down to the lowest level in more than 5 years. And in the last 3 months of 2025, it was down to 1.7%.
1.7%. I remember Obama saying, we'll never get below 3% again. That changed that tune, did it not? And Trump talking again about the Biden administration and his allies in Congress giving us that. But then you look at where Americans are today in the private sector.
In 4 long years, the last administration got less than $1 trillion in new investment in the United States. And when I say less, substantially less. In 12 months, I secured commitments for more than $18 trillion pouring in from all over the globe. Think of it, much less than $1 trillion for 4 years versus much more than $18 trillion for 1 year. What a difference a president makes. A short time ago, we were a dead country. Now we are the hottest country anywhere in the world, the hottest.
What would be wrong with that? What would be wrong with being proud of our country achieving it? Because Trump did it. If Biden had the same numbers, they would cheer. And if I were a Republican, I would cheer if I were that House at that point. Give him credit for what he's achieved. Is that so hard to show that kind of respect? Well, apparently it is a black caucus. The black caucus. Why do we need a black caucus? We're trying to bring equality, equity. But black caucus still exists. And one of the leaders, Green, stood up at his seat, Al Green of Texas, heckling the president, walking cane, pointed at the podium, earning him an ejection from the chamber and eventual censure. That was last March. This year, Green was quieter, but no more reserved, holding a handwritten sign that accused Trump of being racist. Black people aren't apes. You know, that's that meme that got put out. I don't know who put it out. They put the blame on a clerical member of the White House. I don't buy it, but whoever did it was wrong. And I don't mind you calling that out, but that is not exactly what Trump has been doing. He's trying to raise everything better. One of the biggest issues of the open border policy from Biden, leaving at least 12 million unvetted illegals into our nation.
After 4 years in which millions and millions of illegal aliens poured across our borders, totally unvetted and unchecked, we now have the strongest and most secure border in American history by far. In the past 9 months, zero illegal aliens have been admitted to the United States. But we will always allow people to come in legally, people that will love our country and will work hard to maintain our country.
But you're still hearing them denounce what he's achieved. But keep in mind, if the aliens came, they didn't come empty-handed in many cases. Fentanyl.
The flow of deadly fentanyl across our border is down by a record 56% in 1 year. And last year, the murder rate saw its single largest decline in recorded history. This is the biggest decline, think of it, in recorded history, the lowest number in over 125 years.
That is, again, good for America. Good for Americans, regardless of your ethnicity or color. And yet Hakeem Jeffries today is digging in on DHS funding. We're not going to have any deal that's going to open up the government. We're going to keep it shut down anyway if we don't get, quote, ICE reforms. In other words, if we don't abolish ICE. And, of course, the other day we got a ruling from the Supreme Court regarding tariffs. Trump did address that issue.
But the good news is that almost all countries and corporations want to keep the deal that they already made, right, Scott? Knowing that the legal power that I, as president, have to make a new deal could be far worse for them, and therefore they will continue to work along the same successful path that we had negotiated before the Supreme Court's unfortunate involvement. So despite the disappointing ruling, these powerful country saving, it's saving our country, the kind of money we're taking in, peace protecting. Many of the wars I settled was because of the threat of tariffs. I wouldn't have been able to settle them without. We'll remain in place under fully approved and tested alternative legal statutes. And they have been tested for a long time. They're a little more complex, but they're actually probably better, leading to a solution that will be even stronger than before. Congressional action will not be necessary. It's already time-tested and approved. And as time goes by, I believe the tariffs paid for by foreign countries will, like in the past, substantially replace the modern-day system of income tax, taking a great financial burden off the people that I love. Moving forward, factories, jobs, investment, and trillions of dollars will continue pouring into the United States of America because we finally have a president who puts America first. Put America first.
Yes.
I love America.
But what we had was, in the crude vernacular, bend over and take what we give you. What about your home mortgage and other issues facing you and your family? Trump addressed those. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized.
The smile you're going to get back from that special someone? Priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Mortgage rates are the lowest in 4 years and falling fast, and the annual cost of a typical new mortgage is down almost $5,000 just since I took office. 1 year. And low interest rates will solve the Biden-created housing problem while at the same time protecting the values of those people who already own a house that really feel rich for the first time in their lives. We want to protect those values. We want to keep those values up. We're going to do both.
You're going to do both, or at least try. And as long as he has both houses, he has a better chance of doing that. I cannot stress to you enough, these midterm elections are important. Every member of the House is up for election. I gave you the numbers the other day as to where we stand. Basically, four votes. There are three vacant seats currently in the House, and they're up for election, obviously. We must maintain control so Trump can continue to make things move forward and not have a stalemate and be truly a lame duck president. I asked in the first hour, I would like to ask Democrats, tell me something you see good about America. I'd like to hear what they'd have to say. Now, I'd like to know how many can say it without, well, if it weren't for Trump, in other words, they want to look and go to the hate side before they look at the positive side. And of course, they have brought up the affordability issue, but at the same time, they're ignoring real affordability issue, Trump.
For decades before I came along, we had the exact opposite. From trade to health care, from energy to immigration, everything was stolen and rigged in order to drain the wealth out of the productive, hardworking people who make our country great, who make our country run. Under Biden and his corrupt partners in Congress and beyond, it reached a breaking point with the Green New Scam, open borders for everyone. They poured in by the millions and millions from prisons, from mental institutions. They were murderers, 11,888 murders. They came into our country. You allowed that to happen. And record-setting inflation that cost the typical family $34,000 in just a speck of time. Now, the same people in this chamber who voted for those disasters suddenly use the word affordability, a word they just used it. Somebody gave it to them, knowing full well that they caused and created the increased prices that all of our citizens had to endure. You caused that problem.
They did. They did. And the rebuttal speech presented last night by newly inaugurated Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger, which was taped in advance of President's speech, so she's not really addressing any facts of what he said. She's just throwing mud against the wall. And she was claiming that he's to blame for the affordability issue. She is considering in her state, they're considering these kinds of taxes. It would increase alongside a new 0.7% income tax bracket for citizens making over $1 million. Now, that might not be that many, but it's still another income tax. And they will gradually find their way down to lower amount of earners because they're also going to have taxes on dog walking, grooming, gym memberships, a new personal property tax on electric landscaping equipment. Do you see anything there that's going to really get around the, quote, the affordability issue? No. But Trump wants a tide that will lift all boats.
From 1776 to today, every generation of Americans has stepped forward to defend life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they're really doing it for the next generation. But now it's our turn. Together, we're building a nation where every child has the chance to reach higher and go further, where government answers to the people, not the powerful, and where the interests of hardworking American citizens are always our first and ultimate concern. That is the debt we owe to the heroes who came before us, and that is the promise we must keep to America for our 250th year.
And we're going to get into those heroes and how he honored them last night. I did it extensively in the first hour, but it bears repeating because you think about the sacrifices that were made. And the heroes honored last night are those who survived, those who did not come back. We don't know how many of them were real heroes. I count them all as heroes, but I'm talking about someone who took a heroic action to save a platoon from being destroyed because he threw himself onto a grenade and was killed, and eventually the rest of his members killed. And we will never know. We will never know what happened because they all died in one way or the other. Of course, the big thing the left wants to point out, they want to point out fear. They want to build fear, create fear. They want to push it in your face. You need to be frightened. Some of the members walked out, did not even bother showing up. Overall, they were fairly calm, and I would say fairly. If you're looking at the handling of the inflation, the economy, since Trump is trying to lift something that will help everyone, there's a Washington Post, consider the source, Washington Post ABC News poll that says 65% of adults disapprove of how he's handling inflation. Only 32% approve. I think that's an outlier. You won't accept it, that's up to you. You can do what you want with it. But I just don't believe that exists. But when it came to the issue of immigration, let me show you what they did, the left. At one point, told his audience, you need to stand up and show your respect if you agree with this statement. The first duty of the American government is to protect citizens, not illegal aliens. Democrats overwhelmingly remained seated. No surprise, but he told them, if you support, we help Americans first. They sat on their butts. I hope the voters who put them in power were watching. Of course, they may be of the same ilk in the sense that, yeah, I'm not as important as the illegal that moved in down the street and suspected of raping children. He's more important than me. Do you really believe that? I push again this position. If you want illegals in our country, and especially those who have charges against them and those who have been convicted, if you want them to stay, you go down and you sign papers saying you will take them into your house, you'll be responsible for them, and anything they do bad, destroy, kill, you'll be responsible. You'll be the one to pay or go to jail. And then do you want them to bunk in the room with your children? Really? Has one Democrat come forward and offered to do that? I think there was one elderly man who thought he would. He backed out. Or they cut him off. I don't recall the final. But they're not doing it. They're telling you to live with it, but they won't live with it. And then you had Trump point out how much they want you to believe that he's going to steal from your future. Trump on Social Security.
We're also working to make it easier for Americans to save for retirement. And under this administration, we will always protect Social Security and Medicare. They are not protecting it for our seniors. We will always protect Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid.
And there was one member of the audience, and again, this is I alluded to it earlier with Obama, and I didn't think it was correct when the Texas Democrat, or Republican, excuse me, shouted out during Obama when he was talking about Obamacare, "You lie!" I thought that should not have been done. But in this day and age, everything's fair game. And Ilhan Omar, Democrat of Minnesota, shouted, Trump had, quote, killed Americans. She's talking about Renee Good. And, of course, the nurse doctor. That case is still under review. The Renee Good is pretty clear. She was going to try to run down a ICE agent, I should say. But when Trump accused the Somalia community, of which Omar is a member, of having pillaged billions of taxpayer dollars, and that's a documented fact, Omar could be heard shouting, "You're a liar!" Is she that ignorant? Does she think that by yelling out that she will win more votes? She probably will in her community. And if she hates America so much, yes, she should go back to Somalia. I'll bet life would not be near as good as it is here. What do you think? And then, of course, praise for our Olympians still to come.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. May 26, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
guess he got trapped in a coal mine, digging in the dark black pearl. Jesse got trapped in a coal mine, never did marry his girl. There ain't nowhere and there ain't no light, and there ain't no way to make it out alive. His wedding was planned for the 5th of July, but Jesse got trapped in a coal mine and never did marry his girl.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Our country is winning again. In fact, we're winning so much that we really don't know what to do about it. People are asking me, please, 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 Mr. President, we're winning too much. We can't take it anymore. We're not used to winning in our country. And I say, no, 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 you're going to win again. You're going to win big. You're going to win bigger than ever. And to prove that point, here with us tonight is a group of winners who just made the entire nation proud. The men's gold medal Olympic hockey team. Come on in. That's the first time I've ever seen them get up. Actually, not all of them did get up,
yeah.
But they beat a fantastic Canadian team in overtime, as everybody saw, as did the American women who will soon be coming to the White House.
And they couldn't come right away because they said academic schedules interfered. The left wanted to make it appear like they hate America, or not that they hate America, but they hate Trump. But they're going to go to the White House as well. Our men's hockey team winning a gold medal for the first time in 46 years since the great miracle on ice happened. And Trump was not done pleasing the Olympians.
I just want to say a second very big congratulations to Team USA. But I have to say that, and I told them this, and we took a vote of the team. I said, anybody votes no, I'm not doing it. So they stood there, and they weren't about to say no, because I've never seen a goaltender play as well as goalie Connor Hellebuyck. Think of it, 46 shots on goal, and I asked him, the one shot, the one where you put your stick in the back and it hit the neck of your stick and bounced off. You practiced that, or was that a little lucky? He refused to answer that question. But I just want to tell you that the members of this great hockey squad will be very happy to hear, based on their vote and my vote, and in this case, my vote was more important, that I will soon be presenting Connor with our highest civilian honor, which we will be given and which has been given to many athletes over the years. It's called the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Now, you know what? The Canadian leader, the Canadian team, and both teams played hard. They did. The Canadian leader came out and said, basically, that he said, we played better than the USA. Sounds like sour grapes. Now, other true hockey aficionados say that, yes, they were a stronger team. A few lucky bounces of the puck. But this is, as I told you the other day, it's like a bad beat in poker. I can start with, in Texas Hold'em, with two aces, catch an ace on the board. I've got three aces. but it flushes out. It gives somebody a flush, and one of my aces is not a flush card. So I lose. That's a bad beat. Teams, the best teams, the best hands, do not always win. Simple fact. They had a large TV audience. I haven't seen some numbers I trust right now, but I'll tell you this, that Trump certainly hit on hot button issues, immigration and transgender rights, by the way. He avoided sparking a colossal controversy, which might have drowned everything else out. And Democrats plainly did not believe he did anything to change a political landscape, because they still think they have opportunities to take control of the House at a minimum in November. And I want to assure you, yes, they have the possibility. Do you want to let them have it? Do you want to let them have it? I suggest those of you listening, right now, you pull this program up as a podcast, if you don't already have it, and ship it out to 50 people. Let them hear all over how important it is for them to step forward and cast a vote here in November. We cannot allow the House to fall. And Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger, who delivered her party argument, she posed three questions. Listen to these three questions. Is the president working to make your life more affordable for you and your family? My answer, yes. There'll be some that will answer no, but overall, yes. Second question, is the president working to keep Americans safe, both at home and abroad? Well, hell yes. He's getting illegals, rapists, child molesters, convicted so, out of our country. Yes, he is. Oh, and our third question, is the president working for you? Of course, working for you and you too, Abigail, and your nation. If you threw those three questions at Joe Biden, you're wasting your breath. And Trump did not take any opportunity in his speech to belittle Biden in any way except reference some policies. And two major highlights of last night's State of the Union address, recognizing warriors for actions. The first involved a recent raid, of course, to capture Venezuelan leader Maduro.
While preparing to land, enemy machine guns fired from every angle, and Eric was hit very badly in the leg and hip, one bullet after another. He absorbed four agonizing shots, shredding his leg into numerous pieces. And yet, despite the fact that the use of his legs was vital to successful helicopter flight, legs are the most important part of flying a helicopter, to deliver the many commandos who would capture and detain Maduro was the only thing Eric was thinking about. Then, even as he was gushing blood, which was flowing back down the aisle, helicopter lands at a steep angle. The machine gun stood right in front of him. They were right in front of him, two machine gunners who escaped the wrath of the previous planes. Eric maneuvered his helicopter with all of those lives and souls to face the enemy and let his gunners eliminate the threat. Turned the helicopter around so the gunners could take care of business, saving the lives of his fellow warriors from what could have been a catastrophic crash deep in enemy territory. Only after safely landing the helicopter with all the warriors aboard in the exact right spot, which was vital to the mission. We probably would have had to maybe cancel the mission if that didn't happen. Eric told his co-pilot, also wounded, but not as gravely, to take over. I'm about ready to pass out. The success of the entire mission and the lives of his fellow warriors hinge on Eric's ability to take the searing pain. It was unbelievable what's happened to his legs. of the bullets and keep on flying and landing. And people knew what was happening. Everybody in the back of the helicopter knew because they saw the blood pouring down the aisle. Chief Warrant Officer Slover is still recovering from his serious wounds, but I'm thrilled to say that he is here tonight with his wife, Amy, Eric, and Amy, come on in. I would now like to ask General Jonathan Braga to present Chief Warrant Officer Slover with our nation's highest military award, the Congressional Medal of Honor.
You know, you have no idea how important what he was doing really was, unless you're one of the ones on the helicopter. I don't know for sure which model Chinook they used, but assuming it was a standard Chinook CH-47 from Boeing, they could have had 30 to 55 troops on board. I don't know the exact number, but they know they're being hit by gunfire. And they know they could crash before they ever get to their mission. These are the most highly trained we have aboard that helicopter, and they may not ever get to fire a shot. They could go down in flames and die. And, of course, the whole mission come to an end. But the pilot Slover kept it going and then manipulated it so the machine gunners on the side could fire into those bullets being fired at him. And continued to manage and control it till he had to admit, I'm losing too much blood. I can't fly it anymore. And his pilot, co-pilot, also wounded, carried out the rest of the mission. But I cannot stress to you enough, imagine you're inside that Chinook helicopter. You hear the bullets hitting. You're just hoping one doesn't come through, hit you in the head while you're sitting there. And then you worry that, are we going to land softly or are we going to crash in fire? And I don't know how many might have flashed back, not in their personal memory, but what they know about the April 1980 Operation Eagle Claw. That was when we tried to rescue 52 American hostages in Tehran at a remote Iranian site known as Desert One. Mechanical failures in helicopters and a blinding snowstorm combined that led to a collision that killed 8 U.S. service members. 8. They never got a chance to fight for their country. Many died for their country and suffered severe injuries. And at least one body of a U.S. serviceman, burned and mangled, was dragged through the streets of Tehran like a trophy. Do not forget that. He gave a second Congressional Medal of Honor for a warrior who had for decades had to stay silent about what he did.
Tonight we've celebrated many truly extraordinary American patriots, but there is one last living legend to honor before we go. He is one more heroic American aviator. Navy fighter pilot Royce Williams served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, flying more than 220 missions. In the skies over Korea in 1952, Royce was in the dogfight of a lifetime, legendary dogfight. Flying through blizzard conditions, his squadron was ambushed by 7 Soviet fighter planes. It was his first aerial combat of the war, and despite being massively outnumbered and outgunned, Royce led the takedown of 4 enemy jets and almost destroyed the others, vanquishing his adversaries while taking 263 bullets to his own plane and being seriously hurt. His story was secret for over 50 years. He didn't even want to tell his wife, but the legend grew and grew. But tonight at 100 years old, This brave Navy captain is finally getting the recognition he deserves. He was a legend long before this evening. Royce, please stand up and I will ask the First Lady of the United States to present Captain Royce Williams with his Congressional Medal of Honor.
Wow. Just absolutely amazing. 100 years old. And he could have died in Korea. We never would have known about it. It was a secret mission. And when he did return to base, he had 263 bullet holes in his plane. But he'd survived. But we also know there were many who flew missions, maybe just as clandestine as his was, that never came back. No one knows what they did, what they were trying to do, maybe even saving others, and had saved some, but they didn't make it back. Their stories are never being told. And I've always said, if you want real war stories, you need to hear from those who died, but their lips are forever closed. Please join us again tomorrow, will you? And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.